This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. State officials have completed an investigation into Colorado's newest coal power plant and one of the least reliable parts of the electrical grid. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Xcel Energy opened the Comanche 3 power plant in Pueblo in 2010. It's had a long series of maintenance issues. In early 2020, a turbine blade failure and botched attempts to fix it knocked the plant offline for nearly an entire year. Colorado's Public Utilities Commission ordered an investigation. A new report found the failures cost customers nearly $17 million. It blames the failures on low spending on maintenance. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A pair of hockey games between Colorado College and the University of Denver has been canceled for good this time. The National Collegiate Hockey Conference says positive COVID tests and quarantines among Colorado College players forced the move. The games were scheduled for Thursday and Saturday after being postponed twice due to the pandemic. The cancellations now mean the regular seasons for both teams have ended. The teams will begin postseason play later this month. Colorado College holds the license for KRCC, which is operated by Colorado Public Radio. The rollout of Rocky Mountain National Park's backcountry camping permits has been delayed by a week. The online reservation system crashed yesterday morning when it first went live. Park officials say they are working through the technical difficulties. Now, park visitors can make reservations starting next Monday morning. This is CPR News.